This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
See, we started now, Rick and Dave. Now I've got good friends from WWE writing me and saying, "Where's my invite?"
No.
Now I'm being criminalized because of this whole thing. Although, of course, my wonderful friend who I'm referring to at WWE, Sue, who takes care of everything, she's kidding because she's not a bad guy. Rick and Dave on the table is bad guy. It's the 5 o'clock hour. It's Peter and Don. Of course, Yankees off today after a tough loss yesterday. But got themselves a series, so no one's complaining. Plus, your New York Mets, Don, taking care of business and sweeping the Phillies.
Well, we've seen the template with, and now the Phillies are not a great team right now. They did go to the World Series last year, and the Mets own them. I think it's 17-22. But we've seen the template for success with this team. If they get length out of their starting pitching, they win. They are now 16-0 when they get six or more innings out of a starting pitcher. Last night it was Carrasco who went six, and he's been really good since coming off the IL. And then they got Scherzer, who gave up a couple of runs. It was forced pretty much on an error by Alvarez. Opened up a two-run first inning, and then that was it. He goes seven innings. They win again, and they sweep the series. And now you're starting to feel like we kind of know how the Mets can win. And the thing is, avoid at all costs having to go to that middle relief. But if they can get these types of outings, then I think they're in pretty good shape. Let's see if they can do it on a consistent basis. I asked for consistency, Peter, and we got in this series against Philadelphia.
I know. There's just so many different layers to consistency in baseball, right? It's consistency over a game, over a series, over a week, over a month, over a half season. Still hard to get a read on this team, but again, because the Braves have not been special, fortunately for the Mets,
recently,
they're hanging out at 3.5 games out of first place, even after all the ups and downs that they've had so far.
Yeah, now the question is, they're 3 games above 500, Peter. And I had mentioned earlier in the year when they dipped under 500, they'll never do it again. I'm confident now that I'm not saying they're going to win the division or even go to the playoff. I think they stay above 500 now. They've won 3 in a row, run differentials at -6, so it's starting to climb here. And as you mentioned, 3.5 back, 4 in the loss column of Atlanta, who just dropped 2 out of 3 to Oakland. They're going to be going out, continuing to be out west against Arizona. Toronto comes in this weekend. Let's see what this team can now do. And if you're going to get good outings from Scherzer and from Verlander, and if Senga can be what he's been recently and figure out a way to do that on the road, get Quintana back, Carrasco pitching like he did last year, now you're starting to see what we hoped at the beginning of the year. So now you're starting to feel it. But you're right, Peter. Get swept by Toronto. What's the conversation going to be Monday? Here we go. Mets can't figure it out. Can't find any consistency. 6 back again. You know, in the division, like, those are the things that you got to try to avoid. These ups and downs. Find some consistency.
Let's get into some quick diamond notes.
Mm-hmm.
Brought to you by, what is it? A Pinstripe Report. Anthony, I'm so sorry.
You know what, Peter? I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. Listen,
do you need me to get involved here? Pretty good at this.
I think you should.
You know how the audience feels when you confuse their diamond notes with their Pinstripe Report.
Right, because really.
It's brought to you, though, importantly, by our friends over at Corona. Today, the Yankees made the following roster moves. They returned from rehab. Don, you'll be excited. And reinstated Josh Donaldson. Donaldson.
Well, listen, I think Michael will tell you how he's been missing and he's been missed. I don't think Yankee fans have missed him at all.
Giancarlo Stanton, also from the 10-day injured list.
There you go.
Tommy Canley from the 60-day.
There you go.
And they transferred Carlos Rodon to the 60-day injured list.
Yeah, so I don't know if we're ever going to see him. But
That's what it feels like it's going. And that is your Pinstripe Report brought to you by Corona. Enjoy the finer life of sports. Corona, the official cerveza of Major League Baseball.
Now, the Yankees are playing excellent despite getting shut out last night. They took 2 out of 3 from Seattle, won 6 of their last 10. But they're still there in third place, 6 back of Tampa. Couple of games back of Baltimore, so give Baltimore and Tampa credit. They're not running away, but the Yankees still have to try to catch them. But now you get whole again. You've got your third baseman. You've got Stanton at DH and can play a little outfield. Kiner Falefa's really coming into his own out in left field. Now, Rizzo and Bader, like, what's their situation, Peter? Because you're getting a couple of guys back, but you're not really whole again, because what's going to happen with Rizzo? Bader, I believe, was placed on IL, on the IL, if I'm not mistaken. Rizzo, I think we're kind of waiting for information, but you know, you're robbing Peter to pay Paul, right? You get two guys back, but then it comes at the expense of two other guys. And Rizzo's, that's a tough give up, man, because he really protects Judge. He becomes that other home run threat. Yeah, you get Stanton back, but you'd like to get all three in the lineup, right? But outside of last night, they haven't had any problems scoring runs. And it should be fun. Dodgers, Yankees. You're too young to remember the significance of Dodgers, Yankees.
Well, you mean beyond them being, yes, beyond the last couple
of
years?
Well, yeah, I mean, because being of the age I am, and I don't look at it, I don't know how you feel about it. I don't look at each other as being that much of a difference in age, even though, what am I? I'm 55 and you're, what, 43? So 12 years is fairly significant. I think it's like 11 or 12, whatever, but we kind of think the same way. But in moments like this, there is a difference, because I grew up 77 World Series, 78 World Series, 81 World Series, you know, growing up in a baseball house with my dad being a Dodger fan, of hearing the history of those teams playing each other in the World Series every year. So my father's telling me those stories, and then I'm watching the Dodgers and the Yankees play in the World Series, you know, three times in a five-year span. So it's been a long, long time, but you do, if you're a certain age, seeing these two teams play each other, you kind of harken back to those times. And there's something, Michael's going to have, I think, a little tear in his eye tomorrow.
Why is that?
I'm going to predict that Michael may get, I think I'm saying this right, verklempt?
Yeah, verklempt.
Verklempt. During tomorrow's show.
Go ahead. I need more.
It'll be the first time he'll be at Dodger Stadium with Vin Scully no longer with us.
Did you just get verklempt?
No, I spilled some coffee. But maybe it came from a place of emotion. So, do you think that maybe if I'm gonna bring it up to him, and he's gonna talk about it, and he might get. I'm not gonna say he's gonna wail, but he might get a little emotional. Listen, he cries at the opening of a grand union, as he likes to say.
Well, and especially when it's anything about age, you know.
Well,
like I mean, Vin was only 120. Michael thinks he should have lived to 183.
It's not even the fact that he's gone. Like, he might have still, even if Vin Scully was still alive, he might get emotional, because I believe this is also the first time that he will be in Dodger Stadium where he won't be able to visit Vin, because Vin won't be in the other booth calling the game. Vin Scully, do you really, Michael can't wait for 7 when the show's over. He loves what he does, but do you realize we one time booked Vin Scully for like a 6:30 interview, and he was late. And he called into the show like at 7:05. He stayed beyond 7 o'clock, went into the 7 o'clock show to interview Vin Scully. He loved that man.
That is true. No, it's fair. Don, it's on the table. I agree it's on the table.
So, but you still don't think so?
But I don't think so. My prediction is no tears. Not even verklempt, I should say. I won't even hold the bar at tears. I think
will he bring it up with unsolicited? I bet you he definitely does that.
Yeah, I would agree.
How weird it is that he's at Chavez Ravine.
It's coming.
All right.
1-800-919-3776. Let's go to Adam in Freehold. What's up, Adam?
Peter, how are you, buddy? Hi, Don.
What's up, Adam?
Okay. Perfect scenario for Rothenberg and DiPietro at the wedding. Okay, Rothenberg, you can work the loo, and DiPietro, you can park cars for me.
Oh.
Number two.
Did you say work the loo?
That's what he said. Yeah. You mean like sell bubble gum and cigarettes in the bathroom?
Bingo, buddy.
I like it.
Oh, I like that. Go, I wash my hands, he hands me a towel.
Yeah, I like it.
I like that, but I'm glad you went loo. That is really highbrow, Adam. I respect it.
Thank you. Real quick, Donnie Workout. Donnie Gandhi now. This is a new Donnie. Wow, you are just brokering peace and undoing tension. I love it. God bless you. Good for you, buddy. healthy, healthy, good.
I think a healthy body lends to a healthy mind, a clear thinking. Yes, I got to tell you, the kickboxing is really turning things around. And I didn't tell you this, Peter. Kimball is willing to come on. So I told him that if he's available, I would think that's an ENN thing. So I don't know if you want to do it tomorrow or next week or something.
Maybe we'll pop him on during ENN. Do you have another class tomorrow?
Everything got out of whack because of my mom's doctor's appointment, so I'm going to go Saturday.
Okay, so we'll figure out the date, but maybe we'll pop him on during that, during ENN, during our segment, you know?
Because he loves you.
He sounds like a great guy. What can I say? He really does sound like a lovely, lovely man. Let's go to Wendell in Brooklyn.
Hey, Peter, Don, what's going on?
How are you, Wendell?
Listen, long time listener. Last time I spoke to you guys was 2019, January. We were talking about the pineapple in the grocery store.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah, exactly. But I kind of fell off because I can't really deal with Michael Kay talking about the Yankees so much. And wow. It sounded like he wanted to marry Aaron Judge. but I'm on Peter's side, and I don't think Peter should give them a break at all. I listen to the show in the morning, and I do like Dave. I love listening to him on Saturday or whatever, but I just think they're going a little too far with this. And I hope this is all in playful fun because, I mean, this could really turn out to be something real bad. You understand what I'm saying? Don, you did a good job today mediating and stuff, but I think the guys, they really kind of crossed the line. And Peter, you reserve the right to invite to your wedding who you want to invite. You understand what I'm saying? No point. I mean, you didn't. I don't think you did anything malicious. But at the same time, if those guys, you didn't consider those guys, okay, they're not that close to me here. Why would I invite them to my wedding?
This was reminded on social media a few times, Wendell. We didn't bring it up, but didn't Dave have a 50th birthday party recently? And none of us were invited. Nobody at the station was invited.
Exactly. But see, Dave does clownery things like that. Dave does real clownery things like that. I can get away like that. Listen, I mean, how do you leave your house when your wife, when the Giants lose a football game and you just leave and disappear and nobody knows where you are?
That's a great, you know what?
You know what I'm
saying? That is, you know what? That is, can he win point guard right now?
Yeah, that's good
stuff. No, seriously, because did his wife leave him? She stayed. Now, I think she's the king of all enablers or the queen of all enablers.
Yeah.
But he left. For people that don't know the story, Giants lose to the Ravens in the Super Bowl. He disappeared for like 3 days.
But you're not to be confused for the time when the Giants lost and he smashed their wedding DVD.
Right.
It's as if she's the Giants.
Or dumped salad dressing on her laptop.
What about when he threw an exercise machine out the window? Right.
And I think during the whole dumping of the dressing on the laptop, you want to see what's the matter? And then he tells the story, he can't stop himself from laughing and cackling. And yet, he expects his wife to stick around and not be insulted and to just understand that's Dave being Dave.
You want to see the matter?
Did you hear that?
You hear it?
Unhinged. Play it again, Anthony. Jacob, play.
You want to see the matter?
Right.
You want to see the matter.
That's a man stifling a laugh to tell a story how he completely disrespected his wife in front of their children.
Over a football game.
Wasn't medication involved? Ativan, right? Wasn't that the Ativan story?
Oh, was there drugs involved as well? Wow, there's a lot going on here.
But there was no drugs when he was breaking their wedding DVD in the driveway of their house.
No, that was all. The matter was Ativan. Everything else was all Dave.
Or he just disappears, goes to a hotel, doesn't come home for 3 days because his Giants lost.
And I'm the one, because like 50% of the people in this country, I had a first marriage that did not work out. Probably a marriage that started with two people that were at a place in their life when maybe the decision making wasn't fully formed. Okay? Some decisions were made. Right. Things happened. Boom. All good. Go through an incredibly hard time. Start over again. Find an incredible new partner. Really get your life in order. And I have to be judged regularly and mocked. And by the way, I've said this before and I'll say it again. The bad jokes about divorce are just so brutal.
But that's
so
over now. But that is over now. But I will say this.
Yeah, for Don, soon I won't be divorced anymore. I'll just be married.
But whenever Peter ever spoke about mistakes that he's made in the past, what he was trying to hold back were tears, not cackling laughter.
No. Tears.
So it's interesting where he gets a tad bit disrespected. And if you even want to say disrespect is on the table for not inviting him to the wedding, is it at the level of what he joyously tells us he's done to his wife after giant defeats? And also, by the way, all these giant defeats, all these, they've won 4 Super Bowls on his watch. Well, if he's a Jet fan.
Wow, that might be point God. That might be point God.
The guy that we've had, as Giant fans, we've had some success. We've seen Super Bowls. We've seen championships. Great players. Yeah, we lost. We're 4-1 in the Super Bowl. And the one loss they had, he went nuts?
1-800-919-3776. Let's see. Steven in Queens.
Hey, Steven.
Hello.
Hey there.
Can you hear me? How's it going, gentlemen?
Nice. Good. It's all coming together.
I'm a huge hockey fan. I'm an Islanders fan. I have to preface that before I say.
Okay.
Rangers-Devils, Game 7, May 1st.
Yes.
I'm sitting down. I want to watch one of the best hockey games I've ever seen in my life. It was pathetic. And it should be said more on the air how pathetic it was. I mean, the Rangers fired their coach. They fired their athletic trainer from 1994. I mean, come on. They have a team of grown men who are playing against little kids. Am I here?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just wondering. You are here. You're getting it out of. You're an Islander fan getting it out of your system. I get it.
Well, no. I'm an Islanders fan. I've heard it all. I mean, I've been through it. Day after they lost Game 6, we're good to go. Rangers fan took them a week. I couldn't talk to any of my friends. I said that was the worst Game 7. They're like, oh, you're such a troll. It's like, no. That was the worst Rangers Game 7 ever. This 2011 Stanley Cup Finals, the Vancouver rioted. They shouldn't even have been Game 7. Whatever. That was what they got shut out too. The Rangers scored 15 goals in 3 games. They show up. They play against a bunch of 22-year-olds. They're grown men. It was pathetic. I mean, well, I'm sorry.
Listen, Steven. You're entitled to your opinion, and you got it off your chest. It's just odd timing. If this had been the day after, I'd say, you know what? That call makes a lot of sense. It took you a month? I know it's difficult to get through, but on the one-month anniversary, it just seemed weird that you would get into it now. And as far as a bunch of kids are concerned, fine. The Devils proved they were the better team in the regular season. They were the better team in the series. But I don't know if Jim Ramsey was fired because of it. They fired their coach. They made the statement that it was unacceptable. But your Islanders lost in the first round, too, after not making the playoffs last year. So, Peter, the timing was odd.
Sure.
You know, it's like,
now? It just hit him. It really, he's been stewing for that long.
Right. It's like calling up and just like, I just can't believe the Hindenburg crashed.
Let's go to Dick in Manhattan. Hey, Dick.
What's up, baby?
Hi, Peter, Don. You know, in basketball, we always talk about Batman and Robin, correct?
Yes.
Comes up,
Scottie
sure.
Pippen was Robin.
Mm-hmm.
John Stockton was Robin.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had situations where guys were Robins, then became Batman. Like Magic Johnson was Robin, then became Batman. Tim Duncan was Robin, then became Batman, right? You understand what I'm saying?
I'm following you so
sure
far.
I do, yeah.
All right. Here's the conclusion.
Okay.
There's only one player in NBA history who was equal parts, Batman, Robin, and Alfred. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Three equal parts.
Equal parts.
Throughout his career.
Batman, Robin, and Alfred.
Alfred. He started as Alfred, became Robin, and then finished at Batman.
Oh, wow.
I'll give you guys a hint. He has more NBA titles combined than Wilt and Jabbar, more than Larry and Magic combined, and just as many as LeBron and Michael combined. This guy I'm talking about.
Well, you can only be talking about one person if you're given those numbers, and that's Russell.
No, Russell was never Robin.
Who else has won that many championships?
Okay, combined nine championships?
Who's won nine championships?
He's won 10. John Havlicek started out as a sixth man. They asked Red Auerbach, why doesn't he start? He said he's our best forward, our best guard. Cousy retired, then he became Robin to Bill Russell's Batman. Russell retired in 69, and then Havlicek won two more in 74 and 76. I think he's got 10 titles. So this guy was Robin, Batman, and Alfred.
Listen, Richard, I love you. You know that. And we want you at the beach bash. But the last call was calling as if it was May 2nd, 2023. Richard calls as if it's June 1st, 1969. I mean, I love the thinking.
Hey, Doc.
It's like I'm going into a time machine every time I talk to Richard. What decade am I going to be in? The only decade I'm confident I'm not going to be in
is
the current one.
But Dick calls a show, makes his point, and immediately heads off to the Enchantment Under the Sea dance.
And hangs up. Because I got to be honest, I don't even know if he listens. I know he calls.
I can't tell how much he listens.
Probably skips off the phone down the hallway to his next appointment thinking, oh boy, did I really impress those guys today. They weren't thinking about Havlicek. They weren't thinking of, no, I wasn't thinking about him because it's 2023.
And it doesn't negate what happened.
No, but of all the things that we could talk about, would it be that wrong to just apply it to what's happening now?
I know in my head I'm going, well, how many rings did Ori get? Well, Russell had... No, it's not even Russell. It's a Havlicek conversation. I mean, listen, it's an interesting point.
And you know what? It's on. It's a bad job out of us.
Sure.
Because
sure.
Anything modern? I should be in the 60s when he calls.
You should have just, no matter what the question was, guessed Alexander Graham Bell.
But the only thing he didn't drop was a dead or alive, and all of his dead or alives are people that,
oh, the best.
That they're deep into their 90s.
Don, do you remember the actress? By the way, today I think would have been Marilyn Monroe's like 97th birthday. No, she's gone.
You know what I thought about today? Because JFK was on. I was flipping around.
Mm-hmm. You love JFK.
And I thought about it because the greatest scene in the history of cinema is when he's talking to Mr. X and Donald Sutherland. It's one of the great scenes in history.
You adore it. I've heard you speak.
I'm telling you about it. We would get ratings through the roof if we just decided the next segment just to re-air that audio.
That's how good it is. Yeah.
And after the scene, he goes to the gravesite. And JFK was born in 1917. Now, it'd be a Hail Mary for sure. But you don't realize, like, in 1997, in 2007, he legitimately could have still been alive. Like,
I know.
It's not that long ago. Like, that's how young he was. So in 2017, he would have been 100. So in 2007, Peter, there could have, JFK could have still been alive. Jimmy Carter's still with us. Like, so you're talking about, like, in the 2010s, there was a chance that JFK could have still been alive. And think about all that time. Because when you think of 1963, it just feels like so long ago. But he was in his 40s. So I just thought about, like, how we got robbed of how much he could have still been with us.
I mean, in the early 2000s, Martin Luther King would have been like 71 years old.
Right.
He would have been an active person who we've seen speak, and it's.
I just thought about that today. Since we were all of a sudden deciding to play the game of how deep in the past can we go before we want to end ourselves.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes was airing the famous Want to See the Matter clip.
Yes.
Alarming, troubling, and entertaining.
It is so.
All at the same time.
You want to see the matter?
Say anything you want. Dave is exceptional, and he's very entertaining. But the story is beyond disturbing. And I don't remember all of it, so when I see it, I'm reminded of some things. Just the fact that he joyfully talks about, the kids are present during this. I'm like, the kids. You're traumatizing the kids. And he expects to be forgiven, but won't let you up for not inviting to his wedding that he probably doesn't want to go to anyway.
That's the part, right? Does he really want to go shell out the cash to come to the wedding? I don't think so.
Are the Mets playing a night game that day?
Right, exactly.
Because there's a chance that he'd show up late because the Mets had a rally in the sixth.
All right, back to the phones.
Do it.
1-800-919-3776. We can talk about anything, including the big game one in the NBA Finals tonight, which I'm pretty excited about. In fact, Dave wants to talk about that. What's up, Dave?
Hi, Dave.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Peter, I want to wish you the best of luck, because I've been divorced, and I have a daughter who's getting married this summer, so... And I'm Italian, so Don knows what I'm going through.
Sure.
When it comes to get money. So I will have nothing but backing you 100%, Peter. I just wanted to ask a question about the NBA Finals. Every time, I wouldn't say everybody, but most people think the Heat never have a chance. I don't think they have a chance either. But every time I say that, they seem to come around. I always give, all my friends all the credit. I just give to one man who doesn't even play the game anymore. I think the only reason, not the only reason, but I know they have Butler and they have Spoelstra, but I just think Riley is like an absolute genius. I mean, do you guys think the Heat have a chance at all, or what do you guys think?
I think they have a chance at all. I called it 4-2 for Denver. I think it would be really cool if they could get the first one if they really want to compete with this team. But why not? I mean, listen, the Lakers were able to play with Denver, Don. They just could not get a win. They played with them essentially three times. So why not?
Why not? And I picked the Nuggets in five. But if they don't get tonight, I don't think there's any shot. Because this is the game to get, right? Denver's had a long layoff. You just played more recently. Emotional victory in game seven on the road. You got to get tonight. If you don't get tonight, it's really hard for me to think that you're going to be able to then engage and beat a Nuggets team that I think is going to get better and better as the series goes on. All right, they beat a compromised Bucks team, but they beat them. They beat the Knicks. They were better than the Knicks. We didn't know that at the time, but they proved that. The Celtics, that was probably the biggest of the surprises, especially going up 3-0. But this Nuggets team just feels different. I'd be picking the Nuggets over the Celtics. Would you? Put your fandom aside.
I'd already said. I'd already said if we get there, we're losing. Right. That's how I felt.
Right. So this is the best team. So this is going to be the toughest test, and it's the same for the Panthers too. Like they beat Boston, but that's the whole President's Trophy first round. But now you're going up against a Vegas team that was consistently good all year. I just think it's a different skill set once you get to the finals. Wayne Gretzky always said it, and I think it applies to all the sports, the different formats. There's the preseason, there's the regular season, there's the playoffs, and then there's the finals. It's a different animal. Now, that maybe is working against my argument because the Heat have been there and done that. This is their seventh trip to the finals since 2006. This is Denver's first ever. But still, it's a different animal. It's a different beast, and I think that's where you see the better teams win. I think there's less of a chance of an upset in that round than in any other round.
Let's go back to the phones and pick it up with Peter in Plainview. What's up, Peter?
Don and Peter, how are you? Thanks for taking the call.
Oh, our pleasure.
I felt compelled to call and make a comment about the whole Peter and Dave thing. You know, given what Don said about Team ESPN, I get it. You know, it's a job and all that. But, Peter, I think you take a lot of guff. I'll put the good-looking guy on the side for now. I can't think of his name.
Rick DiPietro.
Rick, I'm sorry, Rick DiPietro. But Peter, one show that really put me over the top, and I was really angry. You took a lot of guff. There was a show, Don, when it was Peter and Dave. And it seemed like two adversarial Philadelphia lawyers just trying to, like, one-up each other. And I was like, oh, man. And then Dave tells Peter, there's a fantasy football league, and we didn't tell you about it. I was like, what?
Oh, that was rough.
Putting
that was
my
rough.
Hand through the screen. I really did. So, Peter, I'm totally with you, man. I mean, I was brought up, if you don't have anything good to say, don't say it. But this is an exception.
Yeah, I think one of the things that is the most overrated, honestly, thing about this radio station and the whole concept of what we do here is that Peter's the non-sports guy. And maybe that's because how he was hired and he had not worked consistently in sports. And maybe our presentation or the station's presentation of Peter to the K show was if he was going to be just some kind of hip hop pop culture ad with no real knowledge of sports. Give me a break. He's more into sports than me and Michael combined. There is not one sport Peter isn't interested in. Not one. Tennis, he's consumed by the French Open.
I don't know if I'd go as far as consumed.
No, but I mean, more so than I am. I don't even know what's going on.
Well, yeah, I mean,
you know, you follow soccer. Now, again, you're not taking the deep dive in anything but football the way we take the deep dive into multiple sports or whatever, but you've got a favorite team in all four major sports. You follow soccer, you follow tennis, you love golf.
I love boxing.
You love boxing. You love
just like
MMA.
What you said to Harry.
You were watching the F1 show on Netflix
very briefly.
I mean, but the point is, you give everything a try. But you honestly, when you,
but Don, that's actually not what frustrates me, because that argument we've used. What bothers me is I'm curious for the people, for the haters who come out. I never understand when we talk about the primary sports that we talk about, basketball, football, and baseball. Even if I haven't heard of some of the baseball players we're referring to by name, when am I out of my skis on what the subject is? You know what I mean? I have to know every current major leaguer to be able to have an intelligent conversation about baseball? When it's a sport I've played and watched my entire life? It doesn't make sense. It's such a tired narrative. Point the football conversation. When do I get out talked in football? By Michael or Don? Or anyone else who's
really,
on the show, for that matter?
Or the NBA?
I just don't know where the narrative... Now, yes, if you wanted to get into hockey... By the way, I'll talk Michael and hockey all day long.
What was the thing that you... Was it off? It was
Turgeon.
We're just having a casual conversation about, like, late hits. And Peter remembered vividly... Dale Hunter clubbing Pierre Turgeon in the head in 1993. And I'm like, Michael wouldn't know that. And it happened 30 years ago. And you knew that you knew it happened. You knew why it happened. You knew the suspension. No, I'm tired of it.
You know what? You're drawing a line in the sand, and I appreciate it. Well, there's more praise for you, Don. Sam in Ellenburg. What's up, Sam?
Hi, Sam.
Hey, Don. Hey, Peter. How you guys doing?
Hey there.
I just want to praise what Don did. That was above and beyond how he put that thing together. I mean, that was spectacular.
Well, I appreciate that.
I know it was hard for Peter because, you know, I'll be honest with you. You know, I have had a huge wedding, and there's a lot of people that I couldn't invite, and I felt bad. But I don't think he did anything wrong. But the way Don handled it, awesome. Tremendous. Oh, my gosh.
Well, I meant it. It wasn't a bit. Honestly, it wasn't a work. I wanted to just see this work out for all of us. We're going to be together in less than 30 days. I don't need it to be combative. I think we're poking fun at each other. We're all on the same team. We all want to make this thing work. Especially, there has to be a connection, Peter. You know this better than anybody, between morning and afternoon drive. Because the idea is the same people listening to them going to work are listening to us going home. And I don't want people making choices, taking sides. I want them to be on both of our sides.
Of course.
They might like one over the other, and they might side with one over the other on a particular argument. But I had this sense that a line was being drawn in the sand, and
I don't like it.
We're losing listeners to them, and they're losing listeners to us. That's not what we're about.
No. No one wants that. Don't
no
want
one,
it. Won't
no
happen.
No one wants it.
Back to the phones and to Chris in Rockland, who has a really salient point to make.
Can I join?
There he is.
Oh, I love this.
So, Peter, I kind of feel what you're going through right now. I'm actually doing some wedding planning on my own, and I'm
there
going
go.
Through the guest list. And it's like, you know what? You got to cut some people. And it's, you know, you got some people that you got to invite, some people you don't have to invite. But there's always, I don't know if this is everywhere, but I feel like everywhere I've worked, is that there's always that coworker that you're like, you know, you work with, but they might legitimately be insane. And I'm just thinking, you know, if Dave is freaking out that much about a Giants game in front of his kids, all that stuff, imagine like his salmon comes out a little overcooked. What's going to happen?
It's a great point.
You know, you never know. And you don't want to endanger everybody else at the wedding.
Well, that wouldn't
legitimately
happen. But if we find out that, you know, that Daniel Jones, you know, broke his leg skiing, that's when all of a sudden he takes everybody out of the wedding. Like, I don't think he'd care about the salmon being overcooked. He might flip the table if he finds out that, you know, the Giants didn't sign Hopkins and the Cowboys did. That's the danger you have. He won't care about how for the food tastes or what song's playing. There's only one thing that sets Dave off. And that's two things. One, something bad happened to the Giants and suggesting something on their show.
Apparently, because he sounded hot about the suggestion.
Oh,
and by the way,
dear God.
A great suggestion and one that I thought they'd kind of agree with. That's why I said it.
God, I wish we could say it.
Well, I mean, no, we shouldn't. Although I'll tell you what, the
no, we can't say it. I just said we wish we could.
No, I know. But the main person we'd worry about in the conversation already knows. He put two and two together. The main person involved in the conversation.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah.
And didn't have a problem with it?
No, felt like I was appreciative of the thought.
So the one person that you could understand maybe getting a little defensive about it had no problem.
Well, maybe there's two people who could be defensive about it. I guess it depends. I'll ask you offline if we're talking about the same person.
All right.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Point God.
You have made no good points, Peter.
You're so right, Michael.
I think you made some salient points.
Yeah, because you're an ass.
We're going to broker the peace. Because you know what? You don't come to the table and everybody be excited about it. This has to happen. We got to force you guys to sit down. And we're going to be together on the 30th for the beach bash. I don't want there to be tension. I want that to be fun. I want that to be exciting. That's the best show of the year, Peter. And we're going to be there with them. And I don't want this hanging over our head, which is easily the best day on the radio station. Can we agree with that? We go down to the Point Pleasant, New Jersey. We go down to the Lake Como, and we enjoy that time. They're going to be a part of it this year. It's a whole station thing. Bart's going to be there. Alan Hahn's going to be there. And yes, Rick and Dave are going to be there. I want there to be peace. Nice.
I mean, I think that was a feel bad for you, kind of needed to give you a point guard kind of thing there.
No, I disagree, because it was my choice.
What was so, I mean, I feel like Don made better points on this show.
He's stopped World War III at ESPN Radio.
I did.
I mean, I'm not
saying...
This is
something that we couldn't have come back from had it not been put
well, first
to rest
of all,
right now.
First of all, I hate to rain on the parade here. Sure. We don't even know if in fact everything is okay. That's a Rick situation, right?
Well, if it's back on tomorrow morning, then they're wrong. Peace was brokered. Now the wild card in this is Dave, because now that I'm thinking about it, maybe we should have asked Dave instead of Rick, because it sounds like if anybody's not going to let it go, it's going to be Dave. But listen, we got to take these things as they come. Tomorrow's another day. Maybe we'll have Dave on that. I don't know.
Who knows? I appreciate it. It was a great point by you. Let's grab some more phone calls. Brian in Milburn has an important question.
Oh, I'm trying to figure out why Ira don't call the station no more.
It's weird. Yeah, honestly, and of all times not to call, maybe the most important period in recent Jets history, if not all of Jets history.
Listen, he calls all the stations, bro. Maybe one day I said something wrong to him
or offended
him in some type of way, but he called every station. I'm like, okay, what did... Don and them are very respectful. Pete and them are very respectful.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't know what he could have...
It is strange.
Said. Now,
go ahead. Go ahead, Brian.
No, Peter. Now, as far as you were giving critiques and stuff, yes, you have been on the radio for years. So if you've been doing something for years, like manufacturing stuff like that, and now you see other people that pretty much just got into it, they're not as like number one as you have been, and you give a critique, what's the problem? I know you weren't being disrespectful. You were really in their feelings about a wedding.
See, it wasn't even a critique. It was just a suggestion.
Yeah.
Critique is, I think you're doing this poorly. You should try doing it a different way. It wasn't that.
No.
Yeah, so I don't really understand, man. Have a good day. Thank you for taking my phone call. Well,
thank you, Brian.
Thanks, man.
Very respectful. I like that.
Brian is a very, very nice man. And it is weird about Ira, guys.
What in the world am I doing?
We don't know.
In all seriousness, something must have been tweaked with his schedule, because this guy would call.
But how is he at this point, Don? A man who gets an alarm that goes off when the Jets are mentioned. How would he not at this point have heard that we've questioned what's going on and found a way to relay a message?
And he was calling right up until the official announcement of Aaron Rodgers. And then once the official announcement was made, done. So I don't know what it is. If it's something we said, misunderstanding, tell us. If it's just, hey, I just haven't been able to get through, find some way to get us a message. I know you're not on social media, but I can't believe... Listen, the phones are just as busy, you know, now as they were then. He never had any trouble getting through.
It makes no sense.
It makes zero sense.
Let's go back to the busy phones and talk to Frank in New Jersey. What's up, Frank?
Hi, Peter and Don. How you guys doing tonight? I got to tell you, before I get to my point, give me a second. If not for Don's great intercession there, nothing would have been able to have been accomplished. But I do think that if Michael was there, it never would have happened, because with all due respect, I think Michael at times can be a bit of a button pusher. He knows what buttons to push to get the stuff going.
Fair. Very fair.
As to my point, I do agree with you, Don. I'm sorry, Peter. I think the Giants were a flip of a coin of... They went, 10-7 last year? Easily they could have been 5-12. Very, very easily. I do think they're going to be markedly improved this year with what they did in the draft and with pre-agent picks. And I also believe that Daniel Jones needs Barkley more than Barkley needs Jones. I'd like to get your opinion on that, but I also had a wrestling question for you, Peter.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Fire away. We'll get the... But the, get the... Oh, he's gone.
Oh, what happened? Well, he said I have a wrestling question. Why'd we bang on it?
Man, call back. I want to know what that wrestling question was.
Me too. I was waiting with bated breath. Let's go to...
Well, we didn't even get to make his point, like answer his point. I think they will be better as well, but I, you know, yeah, they could have easily been, but they weren't. You know, 5-win team. They weren't. They won those games. And the reason was because they finally were well-coached. Peter, how many games were winnable with the awful coaching they had the decade before, and they lost those games? Like, coaching matters. Coaching doesn't go into a slump. Right? So if it's coaching, then why can't they win those close games again? Were they all flukes?
Let's go to Lynn in Westchester. Hey, Lynn.
Hey, Peter. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
All righty. I just want to tell you that I'm in your corner. And Don, your mom raised you so right. You're such a good person.
Oh, thank you very much. That means a lot to me.
And, Peter, the reason why I listen to the show is because I heard you on the radio. I told Michael this before, and I heard Hot 97, and there's a lot of people like me that come to the show just because of you, even though I love Mike and Don, all three of you. So you're a great asset to the show.
Aww.
And I listen to Rick and Dave sometimes, and their wives need to get involved because that's nonsense what they're doing, because you can invite whoever you want, and it's hard. You only can invite the K-Show because you know a lot of people. You can't invite everyone. It's too much.
You can't. It's too much. It's too much.
And I know their wives are really annoyed with them because I would have a heart attack if my husband acted like that. And I love them too, but you
great
guys
point.
Are awesome.
You know what, Lynn? But she's the point god. Thank you, Lynn.
You know what?
Do you want to give over your point god to Lynn?
Yes.
Because that's such a great point. But again, Don has said this. Dave's insane behavior has ran unchecked for a very long time. It's reality.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.